Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's program has been brought to you by Underground Meats, an American producer of handcrafted salami and cured meats in Madison, Wisconsin. For more information, visit shop.undergroundfoodcollective.org or stop by their butcher shop in Madison, Wisconsin. On behalf of our family of hosts, staff, and the millions of listeners who have tuned in since 2009, we want to wish you happy holidays and ask for your support as we launch our daily in-house news coverage. Please consider making us a part of your end-of-year giving in 2013. Your membership donation is tax-deductible and the best way to show you believe in our work and the importance of a free, food-focused media resource. Consider donating today at heritageradionetwork.org by clicking the Donate button. Thanks for your support and enjoy the show.
We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse. Snacky Tunes.
Radical Dads, coming up live on Snacky Tunes. I'm one half your host, Greg Bresnitz. Darren is on his way from work on a Sunday, which is terrible. You are listening to the last episode of Snacky Tunes for the year. I know, big deal. Huge shock for everything. Who knew that it would come to an end in December? It generally doesn't happen. Special show today. Sometimes we'll have multiple food guests, but this is the first time we're having two different musical guests. We have the Pizza Underground in studio. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Hey, what's going
Howdy.
On?
There are five of you and then a self-described boyfriend of the band who's in the back there. Only one not in sunglasses, which I think maybe you could let him have a pair. He seems really sweet. He seems very charming.
He's our eyes and ears. He has to have clear vision so the rest of us can look cool.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So
I was doing some research and... It said the year that you guys formed was timeless, which is an interesting time period to create a band. So maybe you can tell the story of how you all came to be.
Yeah, we have always existed in some form. But in this particular mutation, we came together when we were working as delivery pizza folk and all ended up delivering pizza to Mo Tucker's house on the same night and burst into song simultaneously.
Just instantly, yeah, without thought. We were just... We had a song in our hearts.
We haven't had a thought since.
Yeah, that's pretty much... It's been just... You know, tunnel vision of just singing about pizza, underground styles.
And what type of pizza is best enjoyed underground?
Mole pizza. You can get it really fresh.
Well, as long as we don't have any anchovies or mushrooms, I think we'll be all right. Yeah.
We like Roberta's pizza.
I mean, we're paying you to say that, so. And you're using them as your percussion, so.
Touche.
Yeah, payola still does exist in internet radio.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So. Yeah, actually, come to think of it, we actually haven't gotten our free pizza.
Oh,
No, that comes after.
Oh, okay. Oh, so, I mean, pay
you learn
to play
a few
or whatever.
Things. Yeah, pretty much pay to eat. You learn a few things after like 170 episodes. You pay have the band eat after.
There you go.
Because has anybody ever eaten split?
There was one band.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No. But we had an apathetic performance. Most bands actually don't like to eat because the dairy. Behind the scenes right there.
That hasn't caught up with us yet.
Yeah.
No, we're just in it for the pizza, pretty much. So, as much pizza as we get, the better.
Yeah. Oh, and there's pizza. You seem worried.
Yes, obviously. I mean, this has been we've been talking about it for the last minute. So
yeah,
yes.
No, I know. And we did put the order in 3 minutes
and
ago.
I can see through the window people enjoying their za, so.
This is our version of carrot and the stick. It's like, you'll get it.
Yeah.
And this is like, why don't we crank a tune? Or put a tune in the oven.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let it bake.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah, we're gonna rock your ear holes.
Live on Snacky Tunes.
Papa John says, when answering the phone, which topping should I say you want to deliver now? Papa John says, that he'd like to know, why you've given half your pie. Toppings you hate now, but I didn't want anchovies. People called and they said no mushrooms. This pie's cold and there's mushrooms. Get them off my pie. Get them off my pie. I'm beginning to eat the slice. Well, I'm beginning to eat the slice. So people eat very fast. They eat it all in one bite. Well, now, baby, I'm beginning to eat the slice. Here we go again. Eating the sod again. We go again. Hand me a napkin. All right. Stand on the corner. Pizza in my hand. Jackie's eating cheese and Jay, she eats the zone. Me, I'm in a pizza band. Pizza! Pizza! Oh, pizza! Pizza! I'm waiting for the delivery man. $26 in my hand.
dominoes. 1, 2, 3. More than 30 minutes and that pizza is free. Too much toppings these days. Cheese days, I seem to order cheese and don't say please, and then I walk away. Don't ask for pepperoni. Today I had meat lovers. I don't think I'll risk another these days. Cheese days, I seem to think a lot of all the things that I left off my pie. I wonder if I'll see another. Oh, I am. Oh, it's such a pizza day. I'm glad I spent it with food. Oh, such a pizza day. Just keep the oven on. You just keep the oven on. It's such a pizza day. I'm glad I spent it with food. Oh, such a pizza day. You just keep the oven on. You just keep the oven.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I was just actually having this debate with someone yesterday that I cannot, well, maybe not debate, just a conversation. I cannot remember the last time that someone has ever offered me a slice of pizza and I've said no. Anybody? Mm. Like, I feel like there's always, it's always, even when pizza's bad, it's the best.
Yeah, I mean, I'm usually game. I mean, if you talk to Matt over here, I'm sure if it had mushrooms on it or anchovies. Especially mushrooms.
I mean, let's I think
shaking his head, just like, yeah, no, it's...
I think maybe more the idea. I mean, obviously, there's some toppings. I probably wouldn't eat Hawaiian.
Really? That's just a person. Hawaiian's pretty good.
Yeah.
And sweet and salty.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm not a huge fan of white pizza, but just in general. Like,
yes.
Just say that if you're a slice was out there, even if you're like, oh, I just came from dinner.
Yeah, so it's like, true. It's an after meal kind of a food, even.
Yeah. Is
unusual.
Yeah, there's no wrong time for a pizza.
Very versatile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had dessert pizza before, too.
Like,
that's really
pizza
good.
As a dessert or dessert pizza?
Like, dessert pizza, like, where it's like, yeah, there's sweet kind of, like, it's like fudge and blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah. But it's caramelized pear.
Exactly.
But like, it's still pizza.
Yeah,
it's not like something in the shape of a pizza.
No, it's still in a proper dough and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's like fudge instead of, tomato sauce. And it's,
How was it?
Fantastic. Are you kidding me? Like, yeah. Like, yeah.
Was there cheese on it?
Yeah, there was some cheese, yeah. But it's also like some like fig or some caramelized onion kind of deal going on. Like, yeah, it's, I'm not against that. There's no wrong way to make a pizza, really, if you ask me.
But I'm even talking about like Elio's frozen pizza from when you're in college. Like, even that, I'm kind of like, yeah, this'll do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Yeah, there's no wrong pie, essentially, is what we're trying to get at.
Do you guys have favorite places in the city, or even from hometown?
Yeah. We're big fans of Joe's on Carmine. It's mm-hmm. really good pizza, and I was really excited they opened up one on 14th Street, but they still won't deliver to us, so one of these days, they're going to have to make
if
one
you're listening.
Closer to home. Yeah.
Listen, Joe's.
Is it? And I feel like there's some story about Joe's where it's like it's one of like the older pizza places in the area.
But it says on the box since 1975. I'm sure there's some older places. You know, yeah.
Maybe I'm not thinking about Joe's. Maybe I got to write my place. You guys would be the pizza experts. Here you go. There it is.
Oh my god.
Pizza, 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 pizza,
pizza, pizza, pizza, pizza, pizza, pizza.
Do you guys want to take a quick second to have a slice?
Yeah.
Should we have a slice on air?
Let's do this.
Very rarely do we eat on air, but I feel like this seems like the appropriate time.
It's hot. It's hot as shit, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we eat on air all the time. This is a food show.
I mean, we try to keep it pretty professional.
Okay, yeah. Woo, hot.
Yeah, it's really hot. Yeah,
you
can just put it down.
It was a bad idea to hand it around.
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm dying for a pie.
I know, I need these.
When's the last time you guys had a slice?
This afternoon.
we were testing the There's No Bad Pizza earlier.
We had some day-old pizza that was...
Yeah, it was pretty...
It tasted a day old.
Yeah, and we had to eat it. Like, yeah, we like had to eat it.
Why did... It, just, like, out of a responsibility? You want to get in there?
Yeah, I want to get in. Wow, that's delicious.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
All right.
Even day-old pizza.
We were doing some on-camera kind of stuff. But it was a little, it was a little iffy. I mean, yeah, it definitely did challenge the, you know, all pizza is good kind of thing. But
it would be funny if one of you actually hated pizza, and this was just like a very good piece of performance art to see how much pizza you could force someone to.
No, I mean, we're just in it for the pizza. I mean, forget the, getting on radio shows and so forth. I mean, like, yeah, like everything else is just gravy or pizza sauce, really.
I mean, if it makes you feel better, I feel like most bands that come on the show do it for, they end up having a good time, but most of them, it's like, do we get free pizza? It's like, well, yes, like, we'll be there on
Sunday.
Oh,
no, not this specific show. I'm talking about in general. The Rolling Stones, you know, knocking on our door, but like, yeah, like, where's the pizza, though?
You know, I mean, are you going to require, I know even other radio shows, are you going to require they have pizza there for you guys?
Yes, that's the writer. You know, yeah, that's it. That's
just one line.
Just
pizza.
One line, yeah, pizza.
No mushrooms, right?
Yeah, no anchovies, no mushrooms. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, how often are anchovies really a fact? Mushrooms, yes, but like, very. I think you have to go out of your way to get like anchovies on a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you know, it's better to be specific, I guess. Mm-hmm. You never know.
And make sure they're paying attention.
Right. Yeah. Anchovies are your like brown M&Ms.
Yeah, green M&Ms.
The green M&Ms. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If they're anchovies, we know that the setup is going to be wrong. We're going to have to redo everything on stage. Uh-huh.
But what if you happen to go to a place in a town on a major tour and they get from pizza place and they're known for the anchovy pizza? Would you be rude, or would you just politely pick? I mean, how would you?
I have plenty of time for anchovies. I would take it for the team if nobody else wanted it. I feel like I could put down an anchovy pizza if I believed in myself.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing I won't eat on a pizza.
And you do, right?
Totally.
I don't know. I kind of draw the line when a pizza toppings become more salad and less pizza toppings. When, like, you're like...
Oh, when it's not even cooked, when it's just, like, chopped up romaine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like it needs to be incorporated into the whole thing.
Sometimes it happens a lot in Europe, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's kind of refreshing sometimes, though. Like, I feel like when I've been on tour in Germany and we eat a lot of, you know, just sort of giant bowls of meat and cheese and then a little arugula on top is, like, welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it's the only vegetable
edge.
I
rough
have
edge.
For weeks. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. The only greenery. Well, I want to get you guys another song, but you guys got pizza in your hands. So what comes next for the Pizza Underground?
Oh, what's there not next? I mean, seriously, what are we not doing as a band?
I think we're opening for Billy Joel for all of his shows forever.
I mean,
yeah, we were surprised he asked us in a way, but.
But you look at him, and look at you like, that
guy
likes
you
pizza.
Look at him, yeah, that guy likes pizza.
That dude likes pizza.
But the only problem is that you'd probably, considering it's Madison Square Garden, you'd have to eat Madison Square Garden pizza. And generally, I actually have to say, stadium pizza is the worst pizza.
That is pretty bad.
It is, like, really. Somehow they figured out
how to
put
cheese
on.
Don't you think they would bring us in good pizza if we're the opening act? I bet we could turn some weight around.
Opening act, you know, you never. It could go either way for an opening act.
I would freak out.
Well, we'll talk to BJ about it. We'll talk to BJ about it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure he understands.
Yeah, we can figure something out. You know, yeah, he'll understand.
Uncle Billy knows.
Yeah, we'll call Joe's or something. We'll call, you know, one of those gruppas.
He'll probably bring you like a nice pie from. Like, he's probably got a favorite pizza spot. Probably somewhere like
he probably has a lot of favorite pizza spots.
Yeah, probably Long Island. But I would say probably bring it in. He's like, I got a spot. Yeah,
we could helicopter that in.
Yeah, he's playing. Yeah. I mean, one show. That's an unbelievable deal. Forever.
Yeah.
It's like the best. It's the best. And then you're going to get people who's like, show 53 wasn't as good as show, you know, 19. But Prince did 21 nights at the Forum in LA a couple years, and people went to every single night.
Wow.
Yeah. That's, you know, committed fans.
That's commitment. Yeah,
that's commitment.
That's something.
You know what? We'll leave it at that something.
That's certainly something.
So if people want to buy your one song or your demo, Where can they go?
They can get it for free. Mm. As Max said, we are in it for the pizza and not the money. So if anybody wants to download it, they can go to our Bandcamp page and they can have it. And they can put whatever they want on it.
And if someone wants to send you guys a pizza, where could they send a pizza or a coupon?
Hmm. That's a really good question. We need a P.O. box, guys.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be
you need a pizza box.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well done.
Oh, gosh.
ThePizzaUnderground@gmail.com.
Great.
Yeah, send a pie there.
Yeah.
Internet pie.
Great. All right, so you're going to take us out with one more medley.
Okay.
And then we have Radical Dads who are going to be playing live and talking about a soda magazine that they just created, which is awesome.
Wow.
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hide your slice. She'll eat it all, so you have none. It's no fun, everybody knows.
She's a pizza gal.
The thing she likes to eat.
She's a pizza gal.
Sausages and cheese.
She's a pizza gal.
Better lock your door. Or just order more.
Tina came from Sicily. Made her pies traditionally. Pizza Hut said, girl, you must. Stuff some cheese inside that crust. Said, hey, Gina, pick a bite of the wild slice. Said, hey, babe, pick a bite of the wild slice. Famous Ray never once gave it away. Secret sauce, same every day. New York City wanted to change. Buffalo chicken, hey, that sounds strange. Said, hey, Ray, take a bite of the wild slice. Said, hey, babe, take a bite of the wild slice.
And the pizza gals say,
Underground Meats is an American producer of handcrafted salami and cured meats in Madison, Wisconsin. They use small farms from southwest Wisconsin to source their meat. The animals are raised on pasture for their entire lives by farmers who care about animal welfare. While Underground Meats uses European traditions, they also use ingredients from the upper Midwest to try to create new types of salamis, experimenting with both ingredients and techniques. The salamis are made using heritage breeds, mostly red wattles, tamworths, berkshires, and mule foots. Try their award-winning cured pork shoulder and goat salami. To learn more and purchase products, visit shop.undergroundfoodcollective.org or stop by their butcher shop in Madison, Wisconsin.
All right, and we're back. Big thank you to Pizza Underground.
So good.
Tasty. Were you guys able to hear them out there?
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, a lot of that's a lot of pizza puns.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
it's just unlimited toppings. If toppings are puns,
yeah. Unlimited puns. Yeah,
unlimited puns. I mean, I guess that they could always just expand to other works of other like catalogs. And
did you ever see their like Bandcamp set list?
No.
Just if you like seeing all the names of the songs, I'm like taking a bite for the slice of the man, something like that.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's a good Sunday
on
chuckle.
Every level.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's good. But
fully realized as we. Yeah.
But welcome, Radical Dads, to the show.
Thank you.
Our last band of 2013. I'm very excited. It's you guys.
Thank you.
We heard about you because one of your bands on your label said, "Oh, you should get these guys on."
Nice.
So yeah. So welcome.
Thanks.
Why don't we give people a brief history of how you guys came together?
Well, long ago, we went to college.
First, there was nothing.
Yeah, let's go way back.
Pre-stark.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, we all met in college and then started playing music together.
What college?
Well, we actually technically didn't go to the same college.
Oh, okay.
Technically, we didn't actually go to college.
We weren't really enrolled. No, we...
Chris and I went to Connecticut College.
And I went to Brown. Close enough.
University. Close
enough. How'd you meet then?
Friends of friends of friends.
Was it like friends of friends, like, hey, these people play music, or just like you guys, like, hey, come to a party?
We're just like friends first.
Okay.
And then we became music friends.
We're just getting very granular here.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing that makes you friends.
Who made the first phone call? Or was it a text message? No.
Okay. No, there were no cell phones at the time.
Oh, okay.
It was a long time ago.
Chris had a Man or Astro Man poster on his dorm room door. So like, got to talk to that guy.
Okay, perfect. Oh, when like when it was that type of, was still a signifier.
Yeah.
When it was still like very underground and like not, yes. Okay, good times. I remember the first time that I realized that it was done when this girl when I was in college, I had a crush on for a long time because she dressed so cool and everything. And then I like finally got the courage to walk through because I was like, we're going to have a great conversation about music. I'm into music. She's the way she dressed, she's always in music. And I was like, so what do you listen to? She's like, well, I'm really, really big into Limp Bizkit and Dave Matthews. And I went, shit. And then I went, shit, it's over. And then I never asked someone based on how they were dressed what they listened to. I waited first. But yeah. So, okay. So, of a time when it was still, it still meant something.
It meant something.
Okay.
Yeah. Modest Mouse used to be my signifier. Like, if someone knew who that was, and then all of a sudden everyone knew who that
right.
was.
Right.
So yeah, and then they switched over to the mainstream. Then you went, I
was
a new
signifier.
Yeah, new signifier.
At college radio.
Well,
when
loves pizza.
Less yeah.
Oh, that's over too.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what's underground.
Yeah. Anyway.
Soda.
Yeah, you guys made a soda magazine, right?
Yeah.
How did that come about?
I love soda.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I'm 34 years old and I had never written a zine. And I was like, it's about time. If I'm going to do this before I die, I need to get on it now. And I love soda, so I figured you write zines about what you love.
Do you have a preference? Is it like Coke, Coke or Pepsi, or does it go like way deeper? Like
way deeper.
Okay. What's your favorite?
Right now I would have to say it's Fentimans Rose Lemonade.
Not to be specific.
Yeah.
Where do you even get that?
Actually, it's widely available.
Yeah.
You would be surprised.
Define widely.
Avenue. Tiffany.
All over Bushwick.
All over Bushwick.
Nordstrom.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of good soda in this town.
But what is it specifically about soda?
I think it's a really good conduit of flavor. Because you're not really worried about having a meal or getting nutrients. Like, you know you're just in it for the flavor and for the bubbles. And I think the bubbles help deliver the flavor not only in your mouth, but also up your nose.
Yeah, I mean, it's the effervescence. No, this is very serious. I don't even understand why you're laughing. I don't. We have a pizza underground here. Very serious show.
Taking it to the next level now.
I would agree with you. How big is the zine?
It's soda sized.
No.
Fits in a soda 4-pack.
That is. Did you photocopy it? How did you make? How did you make? Since you're a 34-year-old making her zine,
we sent it out, but it was a fancy photocopy place. Basically, it wasn't really.
Yeah, it's like it's getting closer to a magazine than a zine, but you know, we did what we could.
Was there a depth of topic? Like, did you feel like you covered everything, or were like there's some stuff that was left on the table? You could do a couple more issues.
Oh my God,
there's always more.
There's like it just opened the Pandora's box of
Pandora's can.
Pandora's bottle. Yeah. It popped the top. Yeah. The bubbles are flying everywhere, and so we're in for issue two.
And what's it called?
Fizz Navigator.
Oh, that's a good name.
Took a while to think of it.
Helter Seltzer was in the top running.
Oh, that's also quite controversial.
Yeah, we didn't want to cause any problems.
Yeah, especially for soda. all right, well, why don't we get into a song while I contemplate? Yeah. Let's get back to why we're here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Modest Mouse covers?
Modest Mouse cover.
Across the board.
It's called Float On.
I mean, if you played Modest Mouse cover.
Float On.
Not saying that I don't want to hear you guys, but saying.
So what's the name of the first song?
The song is called Slammer.
Okay. Live on Snacky Tunes.
Sidewalk all over my block. I won't go outside anymore. Good Lord, they're up to my front door. My friend said it's no use anymore. And the vibes you give are the ones you'll end up living with. I find thank you.
That was great. That was really nice.
Thanks.
Maybe we'll use you guys as our litmus test for girls.
We're the new.
Oh yeah.
Oh hey.
Well, no, actually, the only guy that wasn't in Pizza Underground, the self-described boyfriend of the band, while we were playing your song in the opening, was like, "Who's this Radical Dads?" And I was like, "Oh, do you know them?" He's like, "No, I don't know them, but I've heard them." And I was like, "Oh,
nice.
Points up, my friend. Points up, yeah." So, you know, keeping with all things pizza, Chris, you have a pizza slice blog. Like,
did you see Chris's socks?
Oh no, I didn't see his socks.
I have pizza socks on.
Oh man.
Today.
Wait, did they get any pizza today?
Oh yeah, they stole a pie off the Pizza Underground.
Yeah, we got one of their slices.
Yeah, they got one of their slices. Yeah. They might literally cut you for that.
What, slice you?
Yeah.
Mm. They might.
So I mean, pizza slice blog is like very specific and very different than like a pizza blog.
Yeah. It's called Slice Guys.
Slice Guys finish last.
In this case, they finish top of the heap.
Yeah. Tell us about the blog. I mean, when did it start?
It's an image-based online periodical. It started about a year ago. It uses a blogging platform called Tumblr.
Oh, they're new. I like them.
It's new. It's
keep
brand
new.
Hey,
keep an eye on them. And Face something? Face?
Yeah.
Facegram.
It's a new platform. It allows you to express yourself and tap into your passions. So my friend and I at work, we're like co-founders.
The two slice guys.
We're both slice guys.
Obviously, it's a plural.
Right.
With a Z.
Right. It does have a Z.
And it's such a huge undertaking for a blog. You can't just do it by yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
None of your suits.
It's like trying to. Right.
Well said.
So it basically initially it tried to portray people we thought were slice guys, regardless of their gender. So for instance, Mitt Romney made an appearance because he was eating a slice of pizza, and he just had this look on his face that suggested that he was a slice guy. But it kind of is like all encompassing of pizza culture.
I think John Stewart's a slice guy.
I believe he is.
Oh, you ever see that the most amazing skit of all time when he? I think it is Romney or maybe Donald Trump when he goes to like Familia's famous pizza.
Yeah,
it's the best.
And what
his pizza takedown bits are?
What makes a slice guy, or gal,
or
whoever?
I think.
Can you answer that?
I mean, it's like
slice sign.
Slice.
It's a certain like vibe. It's just the vibe of the thing.
Is there a slice science to it?
It's like remember a few years ago, I guess it was more than a few years ago, when the Supreme Court was trying to define pornography and somebody was like, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it. I think it's kind of like that.
But don't you know when you see a slice?
Well, it's not slices necessarily. It's kind of just like pizza. Could be pizza themed imagery, or it could be slices, could be pies, could be toppings.
Have you been to the pizza museum down in Philadelphia?
Yeah, yes. Dude, like a month ago. Second
Did you
trip.
Try the ice cream pizza?
No.
They have a Radical Dad sticker on their megaphone.
Ooh. That's really good. They know who you guys are. Now it's maybe too popular.
Well,
we're not on the wall.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Get in there.
Oh, okay. If you had to create the Radical Dad's pizza, what would the toppings be? And what type of pizza would it be?
Skateboard grip tape.
I think there would be some
prehistoric topping choices.
Yeah, like tar from the Liberia tar pits.
Gummy snacks.
Yeah.
And then lots of gummy snacks.
We eat a lot of gummy snacks as a band.
Do you have a favorite?
Whew. Favorite.
I like the little bottles of cola that also taste like cola.
Yeah.
Like soda and gummy snacks.
Yeah,
all in one.
I mean, here
boom.
Frogs. Wait, the gummy frogs that taste like frogs.
Yeah, escargot. So good.
So good. All right, let's hear another. Let's shred another tune. I don't know if I call this shredding. Let's like.
We
let's work
shred
it out.
This one.
Oh, yeah. You want to shred
what's
a tune?
The most shreddish.
We're going to stroke this one.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Live on Snack. Like, you'll know it when you see it.
Yeah.
What
it's
are
called,
we doing?
It's called Recklessness.
Okay. Yeah.
just have to remember how to play it.
Drop it.
One question.
Tambourine drop. That's a new one.
Yeah. That's how we do it.
There's a photo of like a Lego pizza slice on the blog.
Did you build that?
No, it's like Lego made a pizza. I don't know. Do you have more information on this?
No. Okay. So
it's off the rails.
I think one of the good things about the blog is that you can look at a picture that's posted on it, and then you can go inside my mind and be like, what did Chris Google to find this image?
I mean, I called it blog. With no, not the blog or my blog, but the one good thing about blog is...
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's like the only one, so it's like yeah. It's the entire concept.
Yeah, it's the only one worth reading.
Huffington yeah. What? No.
Yeah. So you guys are recording a new record, right?
Oh, yeah. I think we finished it, right?
Sort of. We're getting it mastered next week. So.
Congratulations. I'm
psyched.
Wait a second. I thought you were going to drop it secretly. Oh, like Beyonce.
Yeah.
Can we scrub this segment from...
Yeah, we were going to do that, but then Beyonce did it. So.
Yeah. How did she keep that fucking secret? I'm sorry.
She's a genius.
Are you about to say it wasn't a secret, like you knew?
No, I'm saying that I didn't know, but like it was like a secret just from the media. That's it. They just didn't tell people... I'm sure a lot of people know they didn't tell people about it. It's like really easy.
None of us were prepared for it.
Yeah. Really easy... We'll talk after. I think it's easier.
So it's getting mastered. Are you excited about it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Can you share the name?
Can we share the name?
Yeah. We can give you the exclusive name.
It's called Universal Coolers.
Ooh. Oh. I like it. Are you the Universal Coolers? Is that self-referential?
No.
No. But we want to be a part of the team.
Okay. Is this like a anti-global warming record? Did this show just get very political very fast? Soda, pizza, and politics.
We don't do political shows, politics. Not since episode 2, Greg.
we got rid of that. Where did you guys record it?
I'm at Gravesend Recordings with Julian and Carlos over there.
The Silent Barn.
Oh, nice.
The Silent Barn.
Yeah.
What's the snack situation like when you guys were recording?
Dismal.
What?
Oh.
It's not so bad.
We supplied.
Yeah, we supply. I mean, we bring our own snacks BYOS. Wherever we go.
Yeah.
We got Annie Bunny Gummies. Those are good.
Yeah, a very good snack bag.
There's a good, not to change the topic, but there's a good pizza restaurant over there.
It's true.
Which over there?
Norbert's.
Norbert's?
Is it like pizza like Roberta's or like a slice joint?
Slice joint.
Greg,
obviously it's a slice joint. It wouldn't be good if it was not a slice joint.
They don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Do you know any place that's not a slice point that you consider good? Got it.
It's hard.
What about Motorino?
Pizza Hut? Yeah, Motorino's pretty good.
Like yeah. That. That's not a slice joint. Pizza Hut, you can do it turns into a slice joint if you get the buffet.
Did you say slice jaw?
Joint.
Because I think... Oh, okay.
Joint. Slice jaw.
Joint.
Slice
jaw.
Jaw. And what's the plan for the record? Are you guys going to self-release on your label or...
We're not sure.
We don't know.
We might.
Do you guys want to put it out?
Do you guys know anybody in Matador Records?
Yes.
Do you guys have like some solid listeners from...
We have good. We got people. All seven of you, if you guys want to release.
Do a call out now?
Yeah.
Call and show.
Do you like what you're hearing? Do you want to release a record? Get in touch with us.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how like they portray that in a lot of like movies with bands and like 80s and like early 90s. Like Airheads. It just happens. Like, oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what happened to Airheads.
Yeah. We heard you on the radio. Now you're millionaires.
Is that Tom Petty had the best one, I thought.
What was Tom Petty?
He just went to LA and then he found a list of numbers of record companies and just called them, and then someone offered him a deal and he was just like, oh, this is pretty easy.
He went to California. He's like, I'm gonna go to California and get a record deal.
Where did he find that list?
And everyone...
he went into a phone booth to call, and he found the list in the phone booth, and he's like, oh, this is gonna be easy.
Wait a second, like in a phone booth?
This is according to his
and some yeah. or someone oh, had wait, left, wait, wait, someone had left a list.
Someone had left a list.
Oh, he didn't just open up to R for record company. By the way, story sounds so thin.
I know.
Like, I had my laptop stolen once and got returned, and, like, the person who returned it stole it. They made up some story. And, like, the first two times, I was like, oh, my God. And third time, someone's like, sounds like they're the ones that stole it. And I was like, shh, you're right. You're absolutely right. That story sounds like Tom Petty's like, I need something better than just, like, yeah. But it's a good one.
But it fits with the movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Ideas.
That magical list.
Yeah. Oh, he also got... He went into one record company, and they're like... It was like a major label, like Warner Brothers or something huge. And they're like, okay, we're really psyched about you, Tom. We'll put out your like first single. And he was like, no. I want a whole record deal. And so he left and went to another record company and got another a record deal, like at the next place.
That's how easy it is. Tom Petty's
the man.
Exactly.
Also, it's like totally of a different time. Yeah. It's like, it's just...
No way.
If you show up, you're in.
Yeah. I mean, that's also how they portrayed it on movies. Like, it was a time where if you just showed up, you know, yeah, we'll give you... Well, yeah. You got so much money to be made. Well, he won because he's Tom Petty.
Right. Yeah.
I saw him this summer.
First story is true where the guy's like, you know, I was the guy who left the record list. Or the second story where it's like... I turned down the idea of a Tom Petty album. I just wanted to do a single. Let's find those guys.
They lost.
They open up full pizza pie places.
Who's making... Those guys are not slice guys.
No.
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 Those guys they didn't know it when they saw it.
Yeah. All right. Well, where can people find your music, follow
when,
you guys?
When's the new album coming out?
Who knows?
In the spring?
Springtime.
Probably spring? 2014?
2014. 2018.
We're
planning on making this the lost album. We're back in the studio.
Yeah.
We're going to wait till the reunion offers.
Yeah. We're going to break up right now. Yeah.
Were you guys bowling today?
We were at Brooklyn.
We did a kids show. We did a Kid Rocker
show. Oh, you did the morning. Kid Rocker show. Yeah. How was it?
It was awesome.
Amazing.
Did those kids bug out?
A little bit.
In their own way.
What are the parents like? Do they just have like drunk?
Parents
drunk.
The best.
They're like pictures of margaritas.
They're all kind
of
like hunched over with their like smartphones out, like following the kids around,
documenting the cuteness.
Did you get any wings?
We got fried chicken.
Oh, it's so good.
It's delicious.
We've said it before. Say it again. Brooklyn Bowl, best hospitality. If you ever play there,
they're very nice.
Were they showing that one scene of a shark eating a dolphin? From the
they
planet
loop planet Earth.
Earth,
they just
like they just like loop the, planet Earth, and I think they only have one of the discs, and it's always I feel like it's always the shark eating the seal.
I've seen that in the past.
You know, they slow down, like super slow down. It's the most. I mean, that's all you really need to see.
Yeah,
over and over again.
Maybe not for the kids.
Yeah, the kids
for the kids.
Not the kids.
They gotta learn something.
Hey, you get out of line. Look at that.
Yeah,
you get out of line. You're the seal.
We had stickers, and one of the kids was scared of our sticker.
Started crying.
Is it the same type of sticker that's on the megaphone at the pizza?
Yeah,
yeah. It's a skateboarding bulldog.
Oh, and the kid cried.
Yeah.
That kid's kind of a tough life. Ooh, I'm sorry. That's like, that's tough.
Oh, yeah. He was a photo or is it like a drawing?
It's a drawing.
Oh, my.
Timmy. Yeah. Timmy is afraid of stickers. I'm sure there's a name for that.
It's a pretty gnarly drawing of a skateboard bulldog.
Yeah. We brought our own video to Brooklyn Bowl tonight. Or this morning. Or whenever we played.
Oh, really?
It's been a very confusing day. But it was of skateboarding bulldogs. So.
Oh, okay.
Because we're into pulled that. All the YouTube clips.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty good. There's a lot of skateboarding bulldogs.
Pretty good.
Yeah. That is a good one. Sweet. Well, why don't we get one more song? 2013.
Can you adjective this or verb it? Since it's not shredding, it's going to be...
Slicing.
Yeah, fair enough.
Slicing.
That's fair.
We're going
to
slice it up.
That would stick to the overall theme of the show.
Since we joked over everything, what's the nuts and bolts of how people get your music and come see you? What's the next show?
Next show is January 31st, because we're hibernating for a month.
Fair enough.
Naturally.
Know. Well, Times Square. New Year's Eve, obviously.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
you guys
after
are
that,
playing in the ball.
Yeah, Ryan.
After...
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest, not a slice guy.
Then they're not going to be...
Ryan Seacrest?
Oh.
Did someone say that already?
Oh, my God. We got it. Yes, Ryan Seacrest, slice guy. Ryan Seacrest.
Not a slice guy.
And where...
RadicalDads.com.
And then where are you playing on the 31st?
Silent Barn.
Perfect.
Turning to the scene of the crime.
That place is great. That place is way less...
I think that's the new signifier.
What?
Have you been to Silent Barn?
Yeah.
No. Did you get your hair cut at Silent Barn? That's the signifier.
Are they offering haircuts?
Oh, yeah.
There it is, Darren.
Haircuts.
There it is.
Well,
Chris got one.
I got mine there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's why he's a slice
guy. I don't know.
And
she got her hair cut at Silent Barn. And she, I saw her eating a slice. Yeah, just lock it. Yeah, lock it up.
Lock it up.
Yeah.
She's going to record her new EP with Julian and Carlos.
Yeah. Oh, and she was listening to Dramamine. And I was like, all right. All right.
Forgive that one.
No, that's just the only old song they ever truck out. The only one.
Really?
Yeah. Let Him Play Ohio or something like that. Anyway.
Breakthrough.
Oops.
Here we go.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. All right, I'm going to go die now. All right.
So this is it. Hey, to everyone, have a happy and healthy new year.
Be safe. Eat pizza. Be merry. Take some time off. Drink some whiskey. We'll see you in 2014. Oh, my God. 2014. It's going to be huge. So many slices.
Big slice.
Disappears. Follow directions and whispered in my ear. Stay close to the maps. There's no need to unpack, but we're not staying here in this cold atmosphere. Roads going off of the grid. Keep the final lines in your head. You can't make sense of what was just said. When it all turns to dust, it's enough to bury both of us. It's enough to bury both of us. Enough to bury both of us. It's enough to bury.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Hey everybody, I'm Nick Latham.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.